It is already against the law to smoke on playgrounds or ball fields in the city. Back in 2012, the Albany Common Council approved a limited ban on smoking in areas of parks where children gather, including playgrounds, athletic fields, and swimming pools. Close to 1 month ago, the Albany Common Council voted unanimously to prohibit smoking inside city bus shelters. Most recently, First Ward Council Member Dorcia Pleers introduced a local ordinance to make city parks tobacco-free. Smokers would be fined $50 should they be caught using any tobacco products in city park areas, including Washington Park and the Corning Preserve.
One of the key objectives for this legislation is reducing residents' exposure to secondhand smoke, which we know has negative health implications. Another objective of this legislation is to cut down on the litter that we find in our public parks from cigarette butts and also change social norms around smoking. We know that most people start smoking during their teen years. The less young people, kids and teens, see smoking, the less likely they are to pick up a cigarette.
10th Ward Council Member Leah Golby supports the measure, which she agrees sets an example for youth while protecting public health. She does see one drawback to the legislation.
It actually negatively impacts the people who have to be outside rather than the people who want to be outside, right? Because if you're on the sidewalk, generally you're there because you have to be there. When you're in a park, you're generally there because you have some extra time. And I think the spirit of the legislation is going in the right direction, but I do have a concern about what message that sends to the people who have to use our sidewalks.
Golby adds a couple of years ago, she probably would have supported a complete ban at all parks.
And I cannot see myself voting against tonight's legislation.
At least one dissenting vote is expected to come from 12th Ward Councilman Mike O'Brien, who thinks the measure will be too difficult to enforce.
I think it's going to pass. I think most people have decided that it's a good thing to do. That's my sense of it in talking to other people on the council. I'm not going to vote for it. I don't condemn the intentions of the people who sponsor it. I think they're well-intentioned.
O'Brien says violations will likely come as add-on charges when someone is arrested for a more serious violation, perhaps smoking when apprehended or seen smoking during commission of a larger crime. Schenectady and Syracuse already have similar tobacco bans in place. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.